about young children, approaches to learning, problem solving at around 18 months of age. Problem solving. Examples of children trying to reach a goal or figure out how something works at around 18 months.
It goes in there.
In the first clip, a boy reaches toward a toy with a toy figure in his hand that fits in the toy. The adult moves the toy closer to the boy. The boy then places the toy figure in a hole on the toy and right away pulls it out. He then tries to place the toy figure in a similar-sized hole on the other side of the toy. After a few moments of trying to fit the figure in and making noises as he tried, he succeeds by moving the other side of the toy closer to him. After fitting the toy in, he pulls his hand away.
Thank you.
In the second clip, a girl is using mallets to pound on a xylophone. A boy sitting near her puts his hand on the edge of the xylophone. The girl then starts to hit the boy's hand with one of the mallets. A teacher sitting with the children says the boy's hand is there, and points to where the girl can hit the xylophone without hitting the boy's hand. The girl listens to and watches the teacher. She then pounds on the xylophone where the teacher pointed. In the third clip, a boy watches a wind-up toy cheerleader that walks and twirls a baton after a teacher winds it up and places it next to him. When the wind-up toy stops moving, the boy picks it up and gives it to the teacher. The boy makes a sound indicating that he would like the teacher to wind up the toy again. The boy watches the teacher wind up the toy. The boy continues to watch as the teacher puts the toy down. At first, the toy does not move. The teacher taps the toy once and it starts to move. The boy watches until the toy stops moving. As he picks it up to give it to the teacher, the legs and baton of the wind-up toy start to move rapidly. The boy puts down the toy, and the legs and baton stop moving. He picks up the toy and shakes it. The moving parts start to move some. He puts the toy down, and it stops moving. He picks it up, and it starts to move. As the toy slows down and stops moving, the boy shakes it. He puts the toy down and pounds on its head 5 times. The toy does not move. He picks it up and gives it to the teacher. In the fourth clip, a girl takes a string of beads and places them over her head. She looks at a nearby teacher and makes a sound. She turns to other strings of beads hanging on hooks. She reaches for the beads and runs her fingers on them as she turns to look at the teacher and makes a sound. The teacher says, "Those ones are a little tricky. They're on a hook up there." The girl turns toward the beads on a hook and holds them with both hands. She pulls her hands away and watches as the teacher removes one set of beads off a hook and gives them to the girl. The girl lifts up her arms and looks at the string of beads the teacher gave her. Parent discussion of children's problem solving at around 18 months.
Genevieve, who's 2 now, she's just a little over 18 months, a little under 36, but she, everything she does, she will ask questions about it. Like, so if she's trying to get the necklace off the hook, she'll go, "How do you get the necklace off the hook? Lift it up," and sort of ask and then answer what she's doing at the same time. And she, she'll look for things now to figure out. Like, she likes puzzles and different things that she can try to, figure out, I guess. Maybe it's from me teasing her all the time and hiding things from her, but now she sort of seeks that sort of entertainment. So she really enjoys doing the different problem solving things.
So, I know with my kid, problem solving has really been something that he likes to internalize and he doesn't want help with. He wants to sit there and have the time to figure it out himself.
Mm-hmm. So this is where I messed up. Because, like, when we had Zeke, you know, I was working a lot, like, 16, 20-hour days with my commute and everything. And I'd get home sometimes, and I'd be so tired as, like, you know, oh, he's trying to do this. Instead of trying to work through it with him, I'd just be like, all right, here, you know, like, do it for you so that I can go take care of things. And then being in the program, like, I really learned to sit down and talk him through problems versus just doing it for him because it was not beneficial. And now it frustrates me because he's like, I can't do it. I'm like, as you're telling me you can't do it, you are doing it. So stop telling me you can't do it. But I think like that was a really important lesson I learned here was not doing it for them because they can figure it out if you give them the time. You just gotta teach them to problem solve.
They always say like if a kid's having a problem and they're getting frustrated or something, like the teacher will go up to him and go, you know, how can I help you with that? And then the kid will have to stop and they'll have to think about it. How can you help me with this? This is how you can help me with this. And so even that just little question and how the child has to really figure it out. And then they learn to rely on the adults that they trust in their life, which is good. But they also learn how to sort of take that first step on their own.
A special thanks to the programs and families, without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.